the Vikings. The origin of the name Scarborough is uncertain. One theory is based on evidence found in an Icelandic saga, the Cormags saga. Suggesting a Viking origin, the saga records a Viking named Thorgil Skathi and his brother, who harried Ireland, Wales, England and Scotland. They were thought to be distinguished men who established a fort called Skardeberg, meaning Skathi's stronghold. Vikings did settle heavily in Yorkshire and often named places after people's names or nicknames. An alternative theory is that the name Scarborough comes from Old English for the hill with the fort, which could refer to the old Roman signal station on top of Castle Hill. The name may even be a blend of Old English and Viking Old Norse, which were similar languages. There is no archaeological evidence for a Viking or Anglo-Saxon settlement at Scarborough dating before the chapel, which was built on the ruins of the Roman signal station in around the year 1000 AD. Little is known about Scarborough around the time of the Norman conquest either. The Domesday Book, a survey of English land in 1086, does not mention it, the coast being part of the manor of Falsgrave. Some believe that a settlement at Scarborough was destroyed in 1066 by a Scandinavian invasion led by Harald Hardrada and Tostig Gudvinson, based again on evidence from Icelandic sagas. We can be more certain about Scarborough's history after the building of Scarborough's first castle in the 1130s. Henry II, King of England from 1154 to 1189, acquired the area as crown land in 1155 and began rebuilding Scarborough Castle in 1159, and soon after granted Scarborough the status of a town by giving it a royal charter in around 1163. This town status required a new tax to be paid to the crown, amounting to £20 a year in 1163, rising to £30 in 1169 as the town grew around the castle. Scarborough developed economically around fishing, the export of wool and the skilled labour needed to build the castle. St Mary's Church was also built at this time.